Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
George Washington was born in America because of religious persecution. His great-grandfather, John Washington, was an ordained Puritan minister in England who decided to practice Anglican Catholicism, to which his Puritan friends did not take kindly. Harsh persecution drove him to Virginia in 1658. In Virginia, the Church of England, the Anglican Church, was the established church. This was George Washington's church. His ancestors believed life is empty without religion. In most Virginia homes, there was ample time for Bible study. George Washington's father, Augustine, purposed to teach young George about the fatherhood of God. He wanted George to grow up to be a good, smart, and honest man. As commander-in-chief of the Continental Army, George expected his men not only to be good soldiers, but also good Christians. Each morning and evening, when the army was not in battle, Washington could be found in his tent spending time before the Creator, his Bible open before him. Augustine died when George was 11. Through various complications, George's inheritance was not available to him. So in essence, he was forced to start from scratch. Through his professional and social skills, he acquired huge real estate holdings. His business ventures were vast. He was self-taught. He had read most of the 700 books in his library. In his lifetime, he was awarded honorary degrees from 5 universities, including Harvard and Yale.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.